This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, Detroit is on the verge of bankruptcy once again. That's the city itself, not its automakers, who are actually doing pretty well. It appears a deal Detroit made with the state of Michigan to avoid this very situation is not working, as Sarah Swick of Michigan Radio reports.
Detroit's latest cash crisis stems from a rather petty dispute. The state of Michigan helped the city borrow millions in bond money earlier this year, but the state is holding that money in escrow until Detroit meets certain conditions. One of them was that the Detroit City Council approve a contract with a particular law firm. They didn't do that.
The state is holding the cards at this point.
That's Detroit Mayor Dave Bing. He says the city could now run out of cash before the end of the year. Detroit has an agreement with the state of Michigan that's supposed to keep this type of crisis from popping up. The mayor's chief financial officer, Jack Martin, says Detroit will get through it one way or the other.
We're planning at this moment to implement additional cuts to ensure that the city doesn't run out of money.
As of now, Martin says the plan is to make city employees take unpaid furlough days. He insists there's one road the city absolutely won't go down.
Bankruptcy is not an option.
But as Detroit's money woes continue, the word bankruptcy is popping up more and more in the Motor City these days. In Detroit, I'm Sarah Swick for Marketplace.